am your father. I am your father, Luke. Hey.
Good morning. I'm wearing my mask. Cause. Whoa, I lost my microphone. Sorry about that if it goes all kind of loud and crazy. I just wearing my mask this morning. So that I am wearing a mask and helping the world out, I guess. Good morning. This is 5 a.m. Master Scrum. It is 7:52. And this is our 353 episode. It's a little bit later because a couple things, trash day. Got a storm coming up there, so I had to drive the wife to work. But on the way home, I had to wear my mask because Dunkin' Donuts was open. And they opened the lobby. So I wasn't going to stand in that giant line that I took a picture of before earlier in the morning because it's huge. Everybody's in their car. Put my little mask on. I am the first person in line because there's nobody in the lobby. So kids are out there eating donuts, hopefully being good. And I thought this was a neat idea, creative reuse of stuff. My son had a couple old Star Wars t-shirts. And my wife knitted a mask and took out the decal off the old Star Wars t-shirt and made one for me. And he got Yoda. So I thought that was a pretty creative use of an old t-shirt, right? Get a logo on it and everything. So anyway, I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we're here to talk about Scrum and Agile, not about t-shirts nor Dunkin' Donuts. But it was really nice. It was good to get a Dunkin' Donut. Now I'm all sugared up. Okay. So we got a couple things we're going to talk about today. One, missing information in a story. Two, we're going to talk about three agreements that I think are key. And then we're going to do the infamous fortune cookie, right? Okay. So what do you do? You know, you're in sprint planning. And a story's missing some information, but they want you to do the work. Because that's probably the best way to do it. So let's say you're missing some information, drawings, images, data, whatever. The way working with teams that are successful when they don't get that. Usually they have it before they get there, but sometimes it happens. And, you know, we don't want to be total jerks to the business and say, no, you can't do it because you didn't get enough information, so we ain't taking it because we're just doing blah, blah, blah. Right? So what do? So you work out a deal. You haggle with them. But one of the parts of the deal is that, okay, we're going to take the story in. We're missing one piece of information. I think we got enough information to know generally how much work it's going to do without the specifics like the pixel perfect or whatever you all want us to do. We can't give you without that information, but we can estimate how much work it's going to take to do it. So we can do that. We can take it in. Then what you do is you put a task under the story and assign that task to the person who's supposed to give you that information. So when the story is blocked during the sprint, guess whose name is at the block list? The person who's supposed to get you the information. So if your manager, what's the story, or the person who gave it says, well, we're blocked because you haven't finished your task yet. And that person who actually needs to bring that, see, this is where you can bring people in and they can participate in Daily Scrum. They should themselves move the story across the board. Don't do it for them. If it doesn't move, it doesn't move. Don't touch that sticker. Do not touch that task. Do not touch that story until they provide you the information that you need. I mean, unless there's some stuff, but if you really don't have the details, I don't know what you're going to do. I got a Bubbles cat. She thought we were all driving off today and leaving her. She's not happy. She's just crazy. Anyway, so that's what I do. I usually suggest, hey, we'll make it a task. We'll sign it to the person who's bringing it, the product owner, BA, maybe an architect, somebody like that that says, hey, we need this stuff. You sign to them. They agree to it, and then you're going to bring it in. And the longer it sits there, the more at risk it goes, and then you just display it. But it's there for everybody to see, right? So that's how you handle stuff when it's not there. You negotiate, and you make them accountable for doing what they need to do, right? They didn't say, well, you accepted it. Your name is big letters on that task thing on the wall over there. And you, it's your fault. So, and you're like, right. One of the beauties of Scrum is that, yeah, you kind of call people out because they took on the task and it wasn't assigned to them, which is a very big clarity difference. And one day I will talk about that a little bit because I see that a lot. They took it on for them. They agreed individually as a person to take on that role. It wasn't forced upon them. So it wasn't like a dictatorship or anything like that. It said, you wanted us to do it. We said we needed this data. You said you'd get the data for us. And without the data, we don't do it. Simple. Okay. So, three agreements. Because I was coaching someone the other day. And then there was a post up the other day. It was funny. It's like, what am I going to talk about? Because I brought this up a while ago. And I liked the post in LinkedIn last night. Where do we find our likes, their bubbles, our activities, right? Go view profile. Oh, all my activities. I like this video. All activity. I was liking a lot of things. A lot of people got certs lately. It was cool. Goria, yeah, from Agile Quick Tips. You see him? Yeah. So he was funny. He brought it up, and I thought the timing was interesting because I'm like, what did I write in my book? And I had from a previous thing, and I had written down the three agreements. And he talks about the working agreements. And I want to talk about what those three working agreements are. These are the key working agreements to making success for any team. And I don't think it matters what they do, what they build, what they deliver. So I'll put at the top the team working agreement. I'm going to put that at the top because I think that's really important because that establishes how the team's going to work together, when they're going to start their meetings, conduct, communications, things go wrong. How do you tell everybody you're not going to be in the office? What do you do? You're going to treat each other with respect. Are you going to, don't be trashing each other. Okay. And then I got over here, definition of ready. Bubbles. Bubbles, you're shaking everything. We got definition ready, and then we got definition of done. These three agreements work hand in hand each other. They're like the three amigos. But you need these three agreements to be successful as a team. If any one of these agreements kind of start falling out of whack, it's all going to fall whack. This will impact this. This will impact that. That will impact that. And so on and so forth. Right? So those are the kind of things. Because once you start violating that, it impacts that. Right? If you violate that, then that gets impacted. If you violate that, that impacts both of them. So the three working agreements that you really need are the team working agreement, how you're going to work together, time, meetings, conduct, I want to say help, ready to start working. I mean, this is key for the sprint, right? If you don't have the definition of ready working, your sprint doesn't work. Done is for the customer. Communications. Team, right? Why they say definition done has communication? Like if you say, I completed my dev work, and per the team, our definition done dev work includes code reviews, unit testing, stuff like that, and you didn't do that, right? They're assuming that you did all that. I'll put that over here. They assume that you had completed all that stuff. So when they go testing, they're not looking for all this stuff. All of a sudden, stuff starts breaking. And they go, There's lots of little errors in here, and it's all because you didn't do your code review or you didn't do your unit testing, right? So those are things. And then, like I said, the team agreement, right? Just like your home. I mean, you're working, you know, 8 hours a day with your coworkers, right? How do you work with each other? How does a product owner bring work into the team? That's also part of the team agreement, you know. Part of the working agreement would be don't bring us work in the middle of the sprint, you know. Maybe the part of the working agreement, which we don't usually add, is if you're going to make us do more work, you got to take work out of the sprint. That's part of the working agreement, and you get everybody in the team to agree to it, right? Don't bring on new work without checking with the team first. Those are great ones. And we'll hit them again. I've hit those agreements multiple times, but every time I do it, I always find new things that teams don't cover and bring them into the show. So just to share with them, I'll go over some old topics I had in the past and maybe up like those things like, you know, how do you bring work in, right? What do you do? You know, do we agree that we'll ask the team first or check for help before bringing in work? That's all part of the working agreement, right? All right. That's what I got for that. So far. The fortune cookie. It's fortune cookie Friday. Fortune cookie Friday. Hope all is doing well. I'm glad it's Friday. Some people say, why are you getting excited because it's Friday? Because it is Friday. Like, well, everybody should not. Like, I saw some billionaire guys, well, they shouldn't really be excited about Fridays. Fridays are just like any other work week. I'm like, no, they're not. You're totally naive to the world. And two, most people don't own the company. So the work you do is for other people. You take joy out of work and you take joy out of enjoying your weekend with your family and friends, right? All right. So we have the fortune cookie that has been sealed in a cookie box by agile accountants out there who track velocities and whether or not you fill every field on planet Earth and give you 50 million more fields to fill in just because they want to track one little doohickey for one little time ever in the universe of time and space and the continuum, right? Okay, so that's those kind of people. We know who they are. Oh, I love those people. They keep me employed because when they ask me what's wrong, I go, let me see. I can do a lot of things. All right. So we open the fortune cookie. We read it. And then we say what applies to Scrum and Agile or maybe the show topics or whatever. I have no idea. So here's the ticket. Here's what it says. You guys get to read it before I do. I don't know if you can read it. Let's read it. Let me take my glasses off. It says, oh, I love this. This is awesome. Respect for others is peace. Respect for yourself is happiness. It's got so many different things. So respect for others is peace, which is so true. I should put this. I'm putting this on my Facebook today. Respect for yourself is happiness. We always say, I commented on a LinkedIn post the other day when they talk about coaches become personal coaches. I'm like, there's only two things I say from a personal coaching perspective in this world. I don't get into the whole personal coaching thing. The two questions I ask you, one, do you really want to work 68 hours a week? And two, don't you want to be able to take a vacation? Right? So I think that respect for yourself is happiness. I think that goes to here, right? You know, respect for others is peace. So peace and what, you know, I totally agree. Respect for other people gives you peace because everybody respects each other, they're not going to be trashing each other, not be mean to each other. We just talked about the working agreement, right? This right here. I'm going to put this when I take the picture and I'm going to put it up, the right side up, but I'm going to put it right there in the middle of the paper. This itself is an awesome team networking agreement line. Can you imagine if you wrote this at the top of your working agreement? Respect for others is peace. Respect for yourself is happiness. This is a heck of a line. I love this. This is really good. Put this at the top of your working agreement. And I'll write it down and I'll post it and everything so everybody will have it so you can copy and paste and do whatever you want. But that is the top of your working agreement. That goes to respect. Respecting for others is peace. That's one of the things you usually write in your team agreement. Respect for yourself is happiness. That's also part of the working agreement. You know, I want to respect myself. I want to be happy. I don't want to be a mumble blah, like beat me down like a steel pipe and all that kind of stuff, right? Let's see. Oh, there we go. Oh, the cat's watching, huh? Hi, good morning. Good morning, Olivia. I'll tell the kids you're up. Isabel's up if you want to text her. Anyway, I love this one. This is awesome. This fits right here. So that's cool. All right, we're done. Show's over. We're at 15:59 mark. We're a minute over time. So have a great day. Ring the bell if you like the show. Comment. Thank you. And thank you all for participating. And you have an awesome Friday. Enjoy your day. Bye. See ya.